You're now listening to Convos with Marilyn. Hello, everyone. So just for the record, I took 3 deep breaths before I started this, just for good measure. And I hope that I don't have to start this recording again. So I didn't want it to be mechanic. I wanted to be able to take a snippet out of any part of this recording. And I think I can do just that. So I wanted to just talk to you, like really just talk, like there's no structure to this, but I wanted to at least have something to put out to you guys from this episode. I didn't want it to be structured at all. So yeah, without further ado, I'll just get right into it. So when you're creating, or when like people know you as a creative or someone who just produces a certain kind of content, there will be so much pressure, and I have been under so much pressure, like with the Convos in Marilyn book reviews, and I needed a really nice escape. And I went back to scrapbooking and bullet journaling. And I feel like if you're somebody who likes pictures or creating or arts and crafts, this can be something for you as well. I think there's just something about cutting and listening to music and piecing things together that just gets me going, to be honest. Secondly, I really like taking pictures with my Canon. I was looking high and low for a digital camera that wasn't made in, you know, recent years, so that I would have that grainy, soft touch to it. And as soon as I found it on Facebook Marketplace, which is a really good option for anything of that sort, I got to taking pictures. And this is a critical part of this episode, is that once you find something that you enjoy, if you're a creative, I think your mind starts to tell you, we can monetize this, we can use this for content, or we can start to structure it in a way that will bring profit. You don't have to do that. You can just vibe with the things you like, to be fair. Like, if you like reading books, it really doesn't mean that you'll be good at producing back-to-back content when it comes to books. And in that regard, I'll just say this. When you start making content, there are people who are going to rely on you for consistent content. And life can't be consistent because you really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know the amount of work you'll be able to take. And so when you want to make content and you don't have the inspiration or the time to dedicate yourself to that content, breathe, focus on other things, and you will get the inspiration back. And if you don't get the inspiration back 2 months, 3 months in, then use the things that you're doing and vibing with to kind of like complement that aspect. Like if you like sitting down and journaling, you can do a journaling piece to talk about the book that you were just reviewing. So it's not like you're taking that journaling and making it content. You're just compensating for what you would have usually done, basically. Another thing is spending time with my friend. I feel like I have the best set of friends like in this world. Everybody who is around me is so phenomenal in every single aspect. I would say I love my girls so much. You have to have a structure of people that enhance your life, people that motivate you, people that want to make you better just because. Like, you don't want transactional relationships. You want people that don't leave you in the state that they found you, if that makes sense. And with my friends, keeping my phone down every once in a while, even though we giggle about TikToks from time to time, when we sit down, watch something, cook together, there is some sort of serotonin that you cannot find anywhere else. For instance, I'll give you a tip. My friend Zainab and I always find a movie when we're eating to watch together. And I think Studio Ghibli movies, there's no way you're going to watch that movie. Like, in that, it should be its own genre of movies, but one of those animes, and you're not going to be over the roof. It's phenomenal. And it has that calm vibe. You know, you guys won't be arguing about anything because there's nothing to argue about. You're just appreciating the art and time that went into creating that anime, and it's so amazing. It's so pretty to look at, and we absolutely love it. Another thing I would say is to enhance your life. Do things alone. If you're someone who is always with your friends, you just, like, you can't really do anything without your friends being there. There's a time for everything, I would say. Yeah, sometimes you become so attached to the people in your lives that you don't even know when you're losing a sense of self, you know? And you don't want that, because God forbid someone walks out of your life, at least you know that they're not walking out with a huge piece of you, you know? You don't want to attach your sense of self to somebody else. It never works, and I don't think it will work, you know? So, yeah. And another thing is cooking your own meals. I'm not in Nigeria right now, so, you know, you have access to just ordering food on a whim or doing, like, you know, just going out to eat. First of all, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You should treat yourself. But when you sit down, or, you know, when you plan out the food that you're going to make at home, you actually take the steps to making your own food. I think it's such an unmatched feeling. It's so unmatched. Like, when you actually know, okay, I created this, even if it's just stew and spaghetti, you will feel good about it. And you can keep them in storage boxes in the fridge and know that you can go back to something. It's cost effective. It's something that can make you... It's a good survival skill. Like, and when you cook often, you become a really good cook. I know people don't really have the time or the energy to do that, but when you do, please take advantage of it and cook something. Another thing is spending time, like, in God's presence. I know, like, people may not really be religious, but praying, like, and I don't think you should miss a beat when you're praying. And praying doesn't really mean you have to be in a certain setting, or you, it has to be, like, you can just talk to God. Like, if you are in a grocery store and you feel unsafe, you can just be like, God, please just take this anxiety away. Or, this thing is not working out. God, can you please help me? And I speak to God so much that I can even say, okay, I've lost my AirPods for the fourth time today. Can I please have your help in that regard? Can you help me find the second AirPod, please? Like, it's, yeah, I talk to him like that. So I feel like doing that will greatly enhance everything you're doing. It will greatly enhance what, like, because you're speaking to somebody who can actually do something about your problems. Your friends will console you, even, like, be able to fix the problem with, like, if it's a monetary thing, or, but mostly speak to God, because he made you, he made the earth, he made it, everything in regards to you. So why not ask him for the hack or the escape route, you know? So that's another thing. And I said in my mind that I wasn't going to make this long, just so that it could be a cute wellness type thing, like, so that I could take snippets and send to you guys and post on platforms. But yeah, that's basically, those are basically the things that have been key aspects in my life, and I'm just happy to share them with all of you. I will speak to you soon, and as always, bye for now.